And hello, good people of the internet. It is I, Tommy Kelly, and this is Adventures in Woo-Woo. And in this episode, I want to talk a bit about whether I'm still a randonaut or not. A randonaut or not, or not, or not. A randonaut or not. So a while back, I did a number of videos about randonauting, which is using an app to kind of put you in situations or places where you shouldn't be, to try and break yourself out of the matrix or whatever it is that, you know, the consciousness has put us in, whatever it is, this universe that we inhabit. And I really enjoyed it, and I got some kind of interesting outcomes from it. I found a doll's head, very suspicious looking doll's head, in a hedge in the middle of a field, and the fat map, which is what you use, brought me straight to it. So that was kind of cool. And different other things similar to that. And then there was kind of the despair meme, this feeling of dread that would come when you start engaging in this kind of stuff. The most kind of interesting thing that happened was I kept being brought to a tractor. So like to get an attractor point, which that is the point where you're trying to, that's the thing that you're given to go to, you know, which is the thing that leads you out of the matrix or brings you to a point where you shouldn't be. And I kept getting tractors, so it's like putting into the app, get a tractor, and I would literally be brought to a tractor, which was interesting, but didn't seem to go anywhere, didn't seem to be any point other than it was a bit of a joke. But what kind of happened is that I kept getting a tractor points that I couldn't get to, and I took an awful lot of the fun out of it. It would be in someone's garden, it would be out at sea, it would be, you know, just somewhere where I just couldn't get it. And it happened a number of times, and kind of every time I would do it, I would end up being a good distance away and not finding anything interesting. So it kind of took the whole kind of love a bit out of it for me, unfortunately. But that's not to say it still didn't have a huge effect. It really did, because what I found from when I first got into the randonauting is that from then it kind of blossomed into a whole outdoor activity that I do all the time now, where I go for walks to random places, or I try to get lost in the woods, or, you know, try to go to places where I shouldn't be, kind of using the idea of randonauting, but without the actual app. And I know the kind of thing that you could say about that is that if you are kind of, even if you're doing it by chance or last minute decision to go down this road rather than that road, you're still relying on your own kind of sensibility or your own train of thought or your own motivation or your own steam to get to these places, so it's not really random. And that's, you know, that's true, but I still enjoy doing it, and the enjoyment is there that I'm not getting from the randonauting app itself, because it never seems fulfilled or finished, or I don't get the closure where I go for an attractor point and it's, you know, I there's nothing there at the end, or at least I can't see it, so that it kind of feels unresolved. Whereas when I go off on a quest, as I've called them in real life, where I try to get lost in the forest, or I try to do, you know, go down three different roads that I've never been on before and take, you know, the road that I would least likely take, you know, to take the kind of harder choice, the road less traveled, all of those type of things. I always do end up on some sort of place where I would never have been before. And it does seem to be a kind of resolution, and it does seem to be an end of a quest. A couple of times I've been like trying to get lost in woods or in forests, and I end up in a particular spot in the forest that I would never come across, or a particular tree or plant that seems to be, you know, flowing with energy or has something to tell me, or some, you know, something mad woo-woo about the whole thing, that it just seems kind of, in a sense, maybe an opposite thing of what you're trying to do with the randonauts, which is to get yourself in a place where you shouldn't be. What I end up in these quests is get myself in a place where I normally wouldn't have been, but has some particular meaning for me, or some, you know, like that's, meaning, obviously, that I give it, but that there's some kind of, I don't know what the word is, reward, or there's some sort of personal significance, that's it, to having ended up in this place. And it seems like there's a closure, or there is a kind of a reason to it, which I was stopped getting from the, at the initial thing of doing the randonauting. I did get it at the beginning. It was very exciting, and it seemed like there was definitely energy moving and there was things happening, and it just kind of deadened more than just a despair meme. It wasn't just that I was feeling bad about these places or that I didn't want to go. It was I genuinely couldn't get to them, and it just the energy just kind of fizzled out. Now, I know there's been a number of updates to the different apps, and there's a new app, there's an actual RandoNotes app itself, and I still think it's part of Telegram. But so I haven't really looked into it, and I might have in some way addressed these things, but I don't know how you could do pure randomness without ending up mostly in places that you can't get into. Like the last time I tried it, it literally was in the middle of the sea, which I can't. Well, I mean, you could really push and get it, you know, hire a boat or something like that and go on it, but it's just, I'm not doing that. So maybe I'm at fault. I probably am by not engaging with it fully. But say, for instance, today, this kind of, I found this cool new place where I am. I'll just switch around. And it's just like a wood with a river down it, which I never would have found unless I had done the actual, gone down a couple of places where I shouldn't have been, a couple of lanes that I shouldn't have been, taken a few risks, a bit of, I suppose, trespassing too, into some private roads and stuff, and I ended up here, and it's really cool. And you know, these are the type of things that I enjoy. I love, you know, the connection that I have with the earth that I've never had, because I kind of shunned that, because I've said before, I kind of felt that all of this was illusion, all of this was the Matrix, and you know, the very Gnostic sense of, you know, disregard all of these things, don't have an interaction with it, don't, you know, because that furrows you into the prison or the trap or whatever. But I found that the more I have interacted with it, and the more I have engaged with the earth or nature or trees in particular, how reciprocal they are. And how about an awful lot of thing of that I've talked about before, saying not getting their attention, whoever they are. I feel I'm certainly getting the forest's attention, or it sees me in a sense. Apart from all the woo-woo-ness of all of that, the actually getting out and walking through trees and nature is very cleansing. And there's scientific studies to back me up, so I'm not fully woo-woo on that. This whole idea of forest bathing and making yourself go out a lot of time in nature, particularly in forests, to, in a sense, clear you, do it as a banishing, is infinitely better than doing a million lesser banishing rituals of the pentagram, in my opinion, or, you know, star rubies or whatever you're doing. For me, your mileage may vary, of course. So that's kind of it. Where I am with the randonauting is that I'm doing a version, my own version of it, which breaks many of the rules and the principles behind randonauting, but I'm still getting what I want from it, that I wasn't getting from the randonauting. But without getting involved in the randonaut kind of scene, I don't think I would have ended up doing what I'm doing, or certainly not in the way I'm doing it. The kind of randomness of trying to get lost in the forest, I probably wouldn't have seen the quest of it. I just probably would have, you know, maybe just seen the fun of it, you know, of walking through a forest. But the actual quest, the magic, the woo-woo behind it, I think stems from having spent some time as a randonaut. So I'm very thankful for that. And it probably will be something I will do in the future and try to engage with it again. But it's, you know, it's just that kind of feeling of when you do it so often and nothing happens. Maybe that's a thing that you break through, because it happens at the beginning of magic that when people get into magic first, they get great results, and then it just kind of stops, and then it's a long time after that before it's you know, you get the same similar results as you did. It's the beginner's luck, maybe, or it's just kind of set you off, go right, this works, now that you know it works, now go away and do the work, you know, sort yourself out, do all your shadow work, and then we'll come back and we'll start with the magic again, or the randonauting, or whatever, or whatever it is that you've decided to do. There seems to be an element of high energy at the beginning that dips very quickly. You have to go do the work, and then you can get back to where you were in a more authentic or real sense, rather than just kind of being helped along at the beginning, if that makes sense. So I would still suggest that if you have not engaged with the whole randonaut thing, to do so, because it is certainly worth your time and get you on a few adventures. But maybe then make your own kind of version of it, whatever appeals to you more, or what kind of works for you more, or gets you the result that you want to do. Of course, you should always chaos magic all of these things, including randonauting. So, good people of the internet, until our next adventure, be well.